Sound Dump Podcast. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Down and Dump Podcast. We appreciate you listening this day, wherever you are. We are about a week and a half into the NBA season, and we are all over the place emotionally. But we are excited about what the future holds. Remind you, before we get any further, you can follow us on Twitter at DTD Podcast. Look for us online, downthedunk.com. Also part of SB Nation's Welcome to Loud City. You can find all our stuff there. Andrew Taylor, Jay Luke may be showing up throughout the podcast. We got a lot on the plate today. We're going to take your Twitter questions. We're going to look at our top five power rankings, our Say What Stat of the Week, what gets us miffed and peeved, and we're going to talk about Thunder through all of that. But also a lot of other NBA conversation. Gentlemen, how you doing?
What's up?
I thought that was never going to happen again.
I'm bringing it back.
My favorite part is that, Taylor, you were like four when that happened.
That's why those commercials have stuck with me so much. I just loved them.
Part of my childhood. Same way I remember.
Frogs. The frog one was my favorite.
I remember He-Man. You remember.
What's up? Budweiser commercials.
I just want you guys to know I don't have emotions anymore.
Gone. It's hard. I mean,
how's your wife feel about that?
She understands.
I don't know because I can't even empathize with her anymore.
Don't talk to me, wife.
I don't have empathy or feelings.
Mm-hmm. That's
tough.
Thanks,
Thunder.
Thanks a lot, Perry Jones.
I'll tell you what. Do we want to talk a little bit about that, or do we just want to go straight into Thunder questions or Twitter questions?
So, I mean, we have Grizz tonight.
Dude, I have no feelings.
But I'm letting
way.
You know that after the Raptors game, I literally just sat on my couch for like an hour just going, ugh. And I know this is what I was supposed to expect. I get it.
Yeah.
But just be terrible, right? Don't give me this idea that...
Don't like get your hopes up.
They're ahead after three quarters, you know? It's like, and then it, you know, another... And they were playing with six players by the end of the game.
Yeah.
And you know, five of them were centers or power forwards.
You know what, though? Like, I couldn't... you say that, but then they were terrible on the Nets game, and I couldn't handle that.
They were bad.
Like, yeah, I couldn't, you're right. Like, they you're were right. terrible from the start, and I really just could not handle that.
You're right. And that was a weird terrible. Like, it's terrible in the sense that there were points when I finally watched it, the second half wasn't as much of Reggie trying to be an all-star. It was more of like... pass it to Lance Thomas, and he misses a shot from point-blank range. And
Lance Thomas has been good,
Lance Thomas has been good. That mid-range shot.
But everybody was missing in that game,
too. That game was
bad. It wasn't just Reggie was blowing the game, but it was like, oh, nobody can make... Nick was missing jump shots, and Steven was getting Brook Lopez.
Yeah.
But, you know, so...
whatever. Grizz tonight, how bad we get blown out?
I don't think it's that bad. I think they get beat, but I don't think it's a blowout.
Maybe beat by 23.
That's kind of where I am, too. I just like, how are we going to score on this team?
I don't know, but I think it's the one thing. Like, the Grizz won't score that easily on us either.
No.
It'll be 54 to
36
to 73.
Didn't they already have a game that was like, it was like 81 to 70, or it was like 79 to...
Charlotte and them was like 71 to 70 or something.
Yeah, it was something terrible. Some like... college game.
We'll see. They're going to start slowly getting players back. I think tonight is what they're assuming is that Lamb comes back, which I know that, you know, probably doesn't have huge significance, but it's a body. It's a guard. Somebody that can actually dribble the ball, too. But Tony Allen's going to embarrass him tonight, I'm assuming. Ish Smith will be there in uniform. I don't know how many minutes he's going to get right off the bat. I mean, maybe a lot. Who knows?
Well, at least 30.
Will he play in front of Telfair?
Like, whenever they get healthy?
Whenever he gets a uniform?
I think that... I don't know. I think Seabass... yeah, probably. I don't know.
Is there, like, an actual... can you really count this rotation as, like, a rotation?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, is it worth processing?
Is Telfair our sixth man right now?
Yes.
Is that how we're actually going to look at it, though?
Lance Thomas is our sixth man. I'm going to vote for him.
This isn't a real conversation.
This isn't.
This is what I'm saying.
If you would have taken Andrew J. Taylor from 4 weeks ago and said, what would we be talking about the first week and a half of the NBA season? Would it be Lance Thomas?
Ish Smith? Hey, so I have a question. When everyone comes back, do we still get to keep that roster spot?
No, you have to make room
for
it.
Or it goes away?
Somebody gets cut if you want to keep
Ish.
I
assume it goes away.
It does.
But how many players before it goes away?
You have to be back down to 15. Well, I think it's like... Oh, what were the rules? Somebody wrote about it. John Hamm, I think. No, I can't remember who it was, but it's once you lose, you have to lose like three players off your 12-person rotation or your 15-person roster.
For
and once you lose three, as soon as you get one of those guys back, you have to something like that.
One,
like you have to go to a certain number of active players before you can get the exception. So as soon as you get back down to that number,
what if they cut Telfair instead of?
Instead of Ish Smith?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Telfair would have to go to so much counseling because Ish Smith, we talked about this.
Beef.
What happened?
No, beef.
Yeah, beef between Sebastian Telfair and Ish Smith.
Probably.
I mean, it's not like they chose Ish Smith over Sebastian Telfair, but probably that's what happened.
I don't know. I don't know anything about Ish Smith. I know he's the fastest player in the NBA, according to Kevin Durant, which means.
And Boogie Cousins said that too.
Did Durant say that too?
Yeah, both of them did.
I didn't know Durant said that.
Well, you guys don't pay attention.
They must go to a lot of races together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were track stars together. Durant was a javelin thrower. All right, moving on.
Middle schools together.
I don't know. We'll talk a lot of Thunder throughout the rest of this Twitter questions, but they're not in good shape right now. Lamb will be back tonight. I think Morrow will be back sometime early next week. McGarry, you know, who knows? I think that. Durant getting his boot off and walking around in shoes is probably a good sign for Thanksgiving being an actual time that he could come back. Haven't seen Russ. I think he may be just gone.
Here's a question. Do you think that Lamb will make things
better or worse?
That's an honest question.
I've thought about that.
In this role, will he make things better for the Thunder?
Yeah, I think so. I have a lot of hope for him probably this year, but
I mean, do they have room for an inefficient shooting guard?
Well, that's the hope, right? Like the hope is that he's not who he is, right? In the sense that like the role he would play for the Thunder during the normal season, like come in, spark plug. The hope is that he comes out and plays defense. He helps handle the ball, which he has the ability to do that. Like he does that.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's not summer league, Jeremy, you know, like where he shoots 35 shots. But the thing about this team is they've set the tone, you know, and like Reggie came in and was that guy that you didn't need and the team did not respond to it. And so he responds the next game and he still had some boneheaded plays, but
he had a good game.
He played well,
really well against Toronto.
Unselfish. He, you know, at least worked on defense. And at this point, man, they really had one guard at the end of that Raptors game, and they only have two with Seabass and him anyway.
Yeah, well, now, I mean, obviously they need him. I'm
just
wondering.
A body. Yeah,
I don't know.
I just think scoring helps too, man. They need scoring.
They do.
So
he does make things better. It was just a.
It's a good rhetorical question.
Just a question.
Maybe the question is more: does it make us good? Does it make us gooder?
Is it going to help him? Is it going to help this team win?
Yeah, probably not.
Well, I'm going for Okafor anyway, so I'm conceded. We're going,
You don't like Towns?
No, man.
He's a free agent.
I know he is.
But we don't need
any big guys.
No, sorry.
But someone does.
Let me clarify. I don't know what his first name is, but the center at Duke.
Yeah.
It's lottery time, baby.
What's Okafor?
That's why we voted against the adjustments in lottery, because we're going for that number one seed.
Yeah. A seed?
My roommates give me so much crap. They're like, man, why don't we just tank, man? Because they know it's just going to make me mad.
Your roommates are the worst.
They really are. They're the worst. They don't have serious basketball conversation with me because they know I can't joke around about it. So all they do is mess with me 24 hours a day. Like, dude, Thunder suck, man. Like, let's just tank. Oh, I think Reggie's tanking right now. He's playing so bad he wants to tank. That's all I hear all the time.
Tank.
Tank, man.
Let's do Twitter questions.
Let's do it.
This first Twitter question is from our good friend Alex Out Baby Cakes. Which obscure player that probably isn't as good as you think he is would you have signed with a hardship exception? Answer number one.
Mine's obviously Will Bynum.
Will Bynum.
And this is, and he's probably not as good as I think. I think he's okay. I've looked at his career or whatever. I've watched a lot of games, but my love for him is based off of one single game in which the Pistons played the Heat.
Yeah.
And Will Bynum was just smoking people left and right. He was like, he like crossed over Dwayne Wade, hit a pull-up jumper. He was just killing him.
I think the biggest one probably for Oklahoma people is John Lucas III. Not that anybody thinks he's good, but he's had a few games. Like he had like one game when he played with the Bulls where he scored.
Do people want him?
I heard him, his name a lot, actually.
I didn't hear his name once.
Yeah, Sports Animal, and then even just some...
Oh, just because he went to OSU?
Yeah, they just there's just the reality that they're like, probably that body thing, but you know, like, I think that Ish Smith was not on the list of what people thought that they would go get.
Yeah. Yet was more relevant than John Lucas III was.
Yeah, way more.
Way more.
It's just a name. Like, they just think of St. John's and, you know, the game where he... knocked down the shot and who he was. And he did. He played well for the Bulls like twice.
Yeah.
And played well for the Jazz twice, you know, or whatever he played. Didn't know where the two of the three teams. Did he play for Toronto? No.
He was on Toronto.
You know, it's weird. It's like him and DJ Augustine's career paths mixed up.
That's why you love him.
I don't love John Lucas III.
That's why you absolutely.
The guy that we really want here is James on Curry.
Oh, yeah. James on. That'd be great. Marcus Dove.
I always thought Marcus Dove could play in the NBA.
Hollis Price?
No.
I'm not sure Marcus Dove had a better shot than playing for the Spurs when he did.
All those guys played for the Spurs at one point.
He was on the Oklahoma City Summer League.
Ooh, James Anderson is out there.
He's out there.
He's a free agent.
That's a legitimate
That is a legitimate name.
Who didn't stay on the 76ers.
Well, 76ers don't want players.
Like he scored...
That is not the reason.
Yeah.
You scored too many points.
You were a little too efficient last year.
Yeah. You shot 40% from the field. Get out of here. Do you have any other ones? James Anderson. Anybody else, Andrew?
What about Dwight Bikes?
I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, you do. Dwight he was Bikes? On the Summer League team, and then Raptors signed him.
Oh, yeah.
That little point guard.
Dude, he was good.
He was pretty good.
Where is he now? Is he not in the league, obviously?
He's at home.
Just chilling.
What about Seth Curry?
Yeah, that's a guy who's kind of been...
riding on his brother's coattails?
Well, and everyone's kind of been checking him out on their D-League team and
he couldn't make it with the Warriors.
Yeah. Nando DeColo? You remember Nando DeColo?
Yes, he was on the Raptors last year.
Yeah.
You two are so smart.
Tony Douglas?
Hey, I kind of like Tony Douglas.
I get Tony Douglas confused with Chris Douglas Roberts.
They look nothing alike.
No, I'm not saying just like when I think of their career. I mean, John Lucas and DJ Augustine don't look the same either, but they like are both these guys. Because where did Chris Douglas Roberts was at Memphis, right?
Yes.
Where'd Tony Douglas come from?
Was he a backup in Memphis? 1 year?
No. I'm saying
he's talking about college.
Oh.
I got it. I'm on it. I have the internet. Did you know that?
What is it? What?
That's weird.
For Florida State.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so those are both cities that have teams.
They both went to a college.
Florida State is not a city.
I see the confusion.
Florida State is not a city.
Not a city.
Florida State City
it's
is.
It's in a city. All right.
Al Harrington?
No, he's playing in China, man. Can't get off them China games.
What about bringing Royal They'll kill Ivy you. Back?
Isn't he coaching for the Thunder?
For the D-League.
Pierre Jackson, who was cut?
DeAndre Liggins.
Wait, who was cut?
Pierre Jackson.
Pio.
Yeah, that's an interesting guy.
I think his
Is this really what we're talking about?
I mean, anyway.
I don't know. It's a question.
Any of these players, all of them
All
are
those guys,
much,
I love them. They should be in the NBA.
Please, Lord. Somebody sign
Kyle
them.
Weaver.
Sorry. Kyle Weaver.
Jeff Adrian.
Is he in Israel?
Another Kyle big
Weaver.
Guy.
Kyle Weaver.
I'll have to call him later.
Holler at him. See where he's at.
Jeff Taylor. He beat someone, but that's cool.
This question's from Heath W. Black. If you had to make a choice between injuring our bench players for life or KD and Russ missing the entire season, what would you choose?
This is such a...
What's up, Heath?
What's up, Heath?
Heath's our Reddit peep.
Hey.
NBA Reddit. Salt Lake City.
I think you get rid of the role players.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
For life. They're injured for life.
So who are your That's role fine. Players? Reggie? All right. Lamb? Okay.
PJ3, okay. But Nick, you know, it's fine, Nick. Rest in peace, Nick.
Rest in peace.
Get those guys.
He's been good this year. But yeah,
that's true.
You can't replace the two best players.
I mean, I guess like the thing would be that they tank and get a lottery pick and then come back again. But it's too risky at this point in the life of their contract to be doing anything like that.
Agreed. Taylor, thoughts? All right. This next question is from at ZachBoyd04. When the injury plague is over, what bench player will have proved his worth and get the more minutes because of it? PJ3, you think? The question, I think, for Perry Jones is, what does he do when he's not, doesn't get any shot he wants?
Yeah.
He can score off the bench. I think that he's a guy I feel like that they can depend on a little bit to handle some shots in the second unit.
What about Lance?
Thomas?
Does he stick with the team?
Yeah, but I think that he just goes to the bench.
Just think, like, you're picking between Perry Jones and Lance Thomas, probably. You know, so you're going to pick Perry Jones. I like Lance Thomas
lot. But I think of, like, another guy that Ish Smith gets to, you know, like, if we keep Ish Smith, you know, like, there's only a limited number of roster spots.
Yeah, someone's getting cut.
Grant Jarrett, like, is he
who's a guaranteed contract.
What is Grant Jarrett? But he's, dude, I know he's not going to get cut, but what in the world happened to him? I didn't know he had.
Yeah, I don't know why he's hurt right now.
He had ankle surgery this offseason.
Yeah, he came into the season hurt and hasn't come back.
So, I don't know. The way he's healing is like, did it split outside of the skin? Like, did you lose it? Did you replace your foot?
I know. I just feel like we've just been talking about him for 2 years. Yeah.
So, the question is, who's going to get more minutes because of it? I think it's, I mean, we haven't seen Lamb play yet, and he's going to be in this category. I really think it comes down to Perry Jones and Jeremy Lamb.
Yeah.
I think who's going to stand out between those two?
Lamb's got a lot of work to do, man, because Perry was really good.
He was great. He really was.
He was.
And efficient.
Yeah, he was efficient.
And the other guys are just going to have the same minutes, right? Collison's going to have the same minutes. Perk, he's going to play 10-15 minutes a game.
Yeah, those are all known commodities. I think we're just talking about guys that in the past that we just really don't know what to expect.
Hey, could have a bigger role this year.
That 17-point game from Perk was
sexy. Oh.
Aberration.
Absolutely. He hasn't, I don't think he's made a shot since then.
He had 0 points.
He's had 0 points twice in a row. He also didn't have Wilson Chandler guarding him because Wilson Chandler doesn't play for the Nets or the Raptors.
Son of a...
Oh.
Surprising.
Oh, he doesn't.
Brian Shaw's doing a really crappy job this year.
He's doing really bad.
Yeah,
Nuggets. I didn't think he was very good last year either. I mean, but they were injured a lot last year, so you couldn't say it.
At least they fired George Karl for it.
Thank God.
That's what you get for winning Coach of the Year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have done it. All right. So we're saying Lamb, Perry Jones, that's the two big ones.
Yeah, I think it's between those two. Because, yeah. I mean, Robertson's going to get minutes. Adams is going to get minutes. Like, yep. We know those two, but I think those are the two kind of unknown. Like, what are they going to do?
Yep. At Wolf Tooth, what are your five league pass teams and or who's been the Thunder's bench MVP on this injury stretch? So here's the, let me just give a slight, the bench MVP, does that mean like a person off the bench? Because they don't have a bench really right now. So are we just assuming that these are the bench players that are playing the game?
No, I'm talking about off the bench.
So the two players they have on the bench, who are the best of them?
Lance Thomas.
Absolutely. Lance has been really good.
He's been good. He knows who he is. He knows what he is.
The options are him, Perkins, or Seabass.
Lance Thomas.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, man. I said this yesterday. I think we were texting about it. I don't think Sebastian Telfair has been horrible. I know you guys aren't super.
Well,
he should not be getting 35 minutes a game in any NBA league, but
I mean, he's been not bad.
There are points where you're like, please put him in instead of Reggie.
He's been there.
Oh, yeah.
He's been there.
He has been there.
He has been a basketball
I mean, he's
player.
Shooting terribly. Every shot he takes, I don't think it's going in.
That's a good kid. And then sometimes he tries to make a pass and just like throws it 20 feet out of bounds. But other than that, he's serviceable.
But he runs around. He passes the ball. He moves the ball.
Yeah.
He's pesky.
So yeah. who's your league pass teams?
Mine
I don't have league pass, but
your actual league pass team.
These are like this is actually them. I had to pick them yesterday. Blazers, Mavs. No, I'm sorry, not Blazers. Golden State Warriors, Mavs, New Orleans, Cleveland, Charlotte.
Oh, which gosh. One are you most disappointed in your choice?
Charlotte.
No, I can't. Well,
is Charlotte fun to watch?
Yeah, they're not bad to watch.
I watch them. They're bad to watch.
Which game did you watch?
They're the opposite of fun to watch.
They're slow. They're just slow.
Well, which game did you watch?
Well, I watched the Milwaukee game, which was actually decently exciting. But Milwaukee? It still was not like...
You know who I go for out of that he didn't pick? Phoenix.
Yeah, Phoenix is fun.
Phoenix. And they're pretty good.
They are good.
I couldn't pick four West teams. I can't pick all West teams.
That's what the championship run will have to do. You know what I'm talking about? Because the East is awful. Up top.
What about the Bulls?
I thought about it, but any games that Derrick Rose is not playing, I am not watching.
What about, are they still on WGN or no?
They might still be on TV, actually.
They used to always have that, like, yeah. You just always watch Chicago games on WGN.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I have WGN. Is that a thing?
I don't know what WGN is.
It's World Global Network.
It's true.
I don't know if it's World
Global Network. It was the Chicago Local News.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow.
I like Chicago.
Obviously, we both got your joke.
Yeah.
Dougie McBuggets.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're a good team.
Snell.
Jimmy Butler.
Snell.
I like Jimmy Butler.
No, I like Charlotte. I love watching Kemba Walker, though. Okay.
What do you think about Lance Stephenson on this team?
I think he's not shooting very well, but he's trying to play well.
He's trying
really hard.
Is he just a stat grabber?
I don't know. I mean, he's a good rebounder.
Is he just a stat grabber?
legitimately just a stat grabber.
Everyone said like on the Pacers, like, well, it's a team, you know, rebounding effort. So they're whatever.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, they did say that. Like,
did they say that confidently?
Well, they would say it's a team rebounding effort. Thank you very much. I gotta go.
That was Larry Bird's last press conference.
But anyway, he's a good rebounder. He's a good passer. He does try to like do some flashy passes. He did this no look, like there was no reason for him to do this no look one handed like side pass to Kemba out for a three, but it was really good.
The guys are Rucker Park All-Star. Though. They are not very good right now.
No, but they beat someone good the other day.
Yeah.
I can't remember who. I remember thinking, hey, that's a pretty good win.
You're right. I do remember. Here, I'll find it for you. Keep talking.
Thank you. The Heat. Yeah, they beat the Heat the other day. I don't know what I'm talking about. I like them, though.
Okay, that's fine.
I like watching
them. You can like them.
That's fine.
I love Big Al. I love Kemba. I mean, really, the Kemba is my guy.
Yeah.
It's my guy. All right.
And
next question's from at Bryce Dick. Considering that we have never heard about PED use in the NBA, how common do you think PED use within the league actually is?
Why are you talking like that? I don't think it's that common, to be honest.
I think Durant is roiding up.
So
I wish he was. He'd be back tonight.
Have you guys heard that rumor? So one of Bryce's friend Colson, he works with me, and he was like, oh my gosh, hey, did you hear this rumor that maybe Bryce told me this, I don't know, that like David Stern actually wanted players to take steroids so that the game was more exciting and entertaining, and now that Adam Silver's in, then they can't take steroids, and that's really why LeBron lost a lot of weight, because he can't take steroids anymore, and that's why he's not playing that well.
So
this
made up.
Was this from very made up?
From Bill Simmons?
No, I think it's all from Reddit. That's what I think. Like a lot of people just say things on Reddit, and then people say them in real life.
Yeah,
that sounds like a Reddit thing. Like people just come up with their own conspiracy theories and post them.
I mean, guys have been caught using PEDs before.
Turkey jerky.
Mostly guys that played for the Magic. Rashard Lewis.
Ooh.
Maybe they just were like, hey, guys.
It's Magic Kingdom.
We got to go for the championship this year.
Wait, I didn't even think about that. Here.
Hey, dude, take this.
Hey, dude.
Rashard, take this.
Vince.
There are your powers. Vince wasn't on that.
I think that they're probably there. I mean, you know, most people that use PEDs, they talk about it as if it's, we use it for recovery time, you know, like in the NBA, you need it. 82 games, as many, I mean, they just run you ragged. So I could see some of that for, especially some older players.
So you're pro steroids.
No, I'm not. What? Yes, that's exactly what I said. No, but I think that they're out there. You know, I think that
they're there.
We'd be foolish. I mean, I'm just excited for the fact that whenever it comes out in the NFL that everybody's using HGH. Like, literally everybody in the NFL is doing it.
It's pretty awesome.
They just don't test for it. Or they didn't test for it. They're starting to now. But I don't know if it's as prevalent as any other sport, but I think that some people do take it. Especially older players, I think, are definitely taking it.
Yeah, it's probably not a big deal like baseball, for example. Exactly. It's really not a big deal in that sport. What's about baseball? The same as baseball.
What is baseball? This is from D_Tally. Which of OKC's young players is going to turn this opportunity for playing time into doing something meaningful in the postseason? I think it's a similar question than Zach Boyd's question about which bench player proves his worth. It's Perry Jones, Jeremy Lamb. I mentioned this earlier this week because I really wish Mitch McGarry was getting... This would be great for him to be getting some minutes right now.
Here's the deal. I don't think there's any rookie that's averaging like double digit points right now.
He would be if he was playing.
He really could be. He could be leading the rookie of the year race right now. There's no rookie that's like really standing out. You know,
there aren't.
They're all like fitting in and role players and helping their teams.
Or, you know, if they're the superstars, they're not shooting really well. You know, Wiggins has had some great moments, but they're not.
But
flashy.
He's like fitting in with that playing, team. Though.
Yeah,
he's
like that team basketball.
The team.
Same with Jabari.
Well.
Like,
yeah,
like he's fitting in with that team.
Yeah, they're both just fitting in.
Which maybe basketball. Tells me more about Wiggins and Jabari than any. If they came out here and averaged 24 points on a team that's getting throttled every night, like this means more to me.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
Wiggins, you know, in that Chicago game, he had these. It's just a rookie thing, right? His credible plays where he makes, you know, a great block or he. You know, and then he also jumps on the jump shot and fouls Jimmy Butler for the game, you know? Yeah. So it's like, but for me, like, I think you're right, man. If Mitch McGarry could be averaging about 14 to 15 points a game right now.
Nerlens is playing okay. He's doing really well on defense, getting those blocks, man.
He just plays for the Sixers.
Elfrid Payton, whatever. Another same kind of thing, just not really showing off, just kind of
fitting
in. Smart,
same way.
Yeah.
Just trying to play a part of a team. It's awesome.
They're all fitting in.
It's great. It's a good rookie class.
Yeah.
Dante's playing pretty well, like as far as in his role, too, from what I've...
Yeah. That Utah team is fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for your Twitter questions. Hey. Oh, we have a few from Mitch Narney, if you want to ask those, Taylor.
Well, I do. And also, I had something I want to talk about League Pass, too. So, we talked about five teams you would pick. Who are five teams, like, if you had to go... So, you go to hell, right? And your punishment is you have to watch five teams that you would never want to watch every single game, 24 hours a day. What are those five teams?
So you go to hell, right?
So we're in hell. Okay.
All right.
Obviously, the Sixers is one.
Okay.
You know, I would have said the Kings, but the Kings aren't that. They're more of a heaven team.
Plus, and they're enjoyable. Like to watch. Like Boogie... Even if they're bad, you'd like watching Boogie.
Yeah, they're more of a heaven team.
Mm.
Or the Lakers.
The Lakers. But I would like watching Kobe.
No.
Pacers. Did you say the Pacers?
Pacers is definitely one.
Denver.
Denver right now.
Denver's pretty miserable to watch. Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah.
They've been
miserable. But those teams all have some part. Like, at least with Indiana, it's like, I just don't want to watch anything about them.
Yeah.
They're not fun at all.
Yeah. There's nothing
like
fun about
like,
them.
I like Drummond.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Know,
Indiana and the Sixers are like really like those are the two teams.
The only two that I'm like,
that you're like I don't care to watch any of these guys.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put the Grizzlies on my league pass. I would put them on them.
No.
Hell.
No.
Night in, night out.
No.
And then I feel like there's like. Like the Celtics. The Celtics are a fun team to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Knicks. Like, you can enjoy watching
I can watch Melo. Especially when they get... Jose's not playing for them yet, right?
Not yet.
That'll be a big deal for them. They're staying above water without Jose. That's kind of impressive. Yeah,
the Magic.
Eh.
The Magic. Yes.
They're okay.
I really like watching them. Did you see Tobias Harris's buzzer beater the other day?
No.
It was against the Sixers, so not that exciting.
Even Milwaukee,
awesome.
Though. Like, Milwaukee's fun. Giannis and Larry Sanders and Brandon Knight's playing pretty well from what I...
Yeah, he's been great.
There actually are a few more... There's a few more Twitter questions actually just popped up that we didn't pay attention to. Jake Kern sent us one at 4:41 this morning. which team wins, a KD-less 08-09 Thunder team or the current state of this team? Which 08-09 is the... I don't even remember. Sorry, Jake.
08-09.
We'll just say that team. But that had Russ.
It's pre-Harden. So it's Eaton Thomas.
Oh, gosh. That was a bad
Kyle
team.
Weaver.
I don't know. Probably this team.
Who? Maynard? Chucky Atkins? Jeff Green?
Earl the Pearl? Watkins?
Watson.
Watson.
Joe Smith? Robert Swift.
Did you say Watkins?
I did say Watkins. There's a
DJ whatever. White. Remember DJ White?
Duh, he's got a jacked up jaw. How okay. can I forget that Chris, scary face?
Chris Wilcox?
Mm-hmm.
That guy tried to dunk from wherever he caught the ball. He's my favorite player because he would just catch the ball and then he would immediately just rise up and try to
Chris
dunk.
Wilcox is your favorite player?
Yeah, he was awesome.
He was really good for Maryland.
Damian Wilkins, who was a guy who never did anything good.
Dominique's cousin or nephew or something?
Yeah.
Weird. And he had so much. He was just basically like the same player.
Mohamed Sine or CR Sine.
Probably still that team, though.
Yeah. Desmond Mason was on that team.
Jeff Green.
Sean Livingston.
Hey, Sean Livingston. He kind of refound his career with the Thunder.
No, the Nets.
It was the beginning.
But he was dead. The Thunder pulled him up. And he played pretty well for him. Now they didn't keep him.
Yeah, he was the beginning of
the comeback. And then he moved and he kind of was in no man's land and then got with the Nets and really revived it. But
yeah, he was. This is the first team that gave him a chance.
Real quick, Mitch and Arnie, I only have one of them here. And also, shout out to the Mule, man. A little love from them. Great people over there.
And we love you.
The Plaza District.
We do.
We'll be coming there whenever the Rockets finish with 55 wins and the Hornets or the Pelicans don't make the playoffs. This question for Mitch and Arnie. Do you put any stock whatsoever in the Cavs' struggle through four games? Is there anything you can find to take from it? This question is going to take forever. I think it's Kyrie Irving. I think it was the question mark we had going into the season, and it's the question that's still part of it. I don't think that – I'm not putting stock in the sense that I don't think they're going to make the playoffs or they're not going to be a top two or three seed, but I think they've got some things to figure out. And I think they understand that too. Supposedly what came out yesterday is there's a pretty heated argument. Everybody says it was a good argument, but it was a pretty heated argument after the Portland loss between Kyrie and LeBron. And they're just figuring themselves out, which is fine. And they need to do that. And they're still going to be really good.
I think we were just kind of fooling ourselves, thinking that they could just come out, just form a team, and then be great.
Win 80 games. And
it's hard. I mean, especially it was easy for the Heat because they had Dwayne Wade, who was a vet, who'd won a championship, who was already a great player.
And they were all friends.
And knew how to win.
And they all had a relationship before
this. Chris Bosh. Even we like to talk trash on Chris Bosh, but he knew how to win.
Yeah.
Because he did win games in Toronto. You bring in Kevin Love. You bring in Kyrie Irving, who really... Their main goals, I believe, the last several years was to make the All-Star team. And with this Cavs team, that can't be it.
Yeah.
And I think that it's going to take 20 games for them to figure it out.
So, well, and the Heat, it wasn't easy even for the Heat. You know, half the season we were talking about, oh man, what's going on with the Heat? They're having players only meetings all the time. They're having all these things.
Yeah, it took some time for them to figure
it out. Yeah, it took them a long time. So, and that team should have figured it out quicker than this Cavs, than we should expect this Cavs team to your point, you know? So, not a lot of stock in
not yet.
The first four games.
Not yet.
They'll be fine. They'll be really good, I think.
Yeah.
April, I think.
It's funny, Dion and Kyrie, they just don't know how to not play like isolation or get their own shot. You know?
A lot of that is, I mean, it's...
Does Dion Waiters survive this?
No.
I don't know.
He doesn't have... I didn't think he had a place on this team before the season.
He's a ball stopper on this team.
Skirt. LeBron will pull the trigger on
him. He's taking bad shots. taking terrible shots.
All right.
Think they'll just cut him and sign Ray Allen?
No.
No. But some, like, no. Why did I hear that Ray Allen was...
They didn't. They picked someone else over Ray Allen the other day. I don't know. Whatever.
I bet Ray is about to retire and we didn't know it.
Yeah.
It's just going to come out. Thanks, everybody, for your Twitter questions. Next. Okay, we have more. We have a whole bunch of questions.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's fire through these real quick. We are already into a lot of time spent on this NBA. You know, like, why are we talking about that? We can talk about that. What are the chances OKC wins the Northwest Division? So who do you have? Who's so Portland's probably the leading candidate, right?
Yeah.
But the Nuggets, the Wolves aren't very good. Utah.
It's really just Portland. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a better record than Portland.
What are the chances?
Oh.
50.
Yeah, 50-50 shot.
50. Taylor, better or worse than 50?
Worse.
Okay. So you like Portland to win the division? Who's more annoying, Clippers or Rockets? Clippers right now for me.
Clippers are more annoying to me. If Clippers had Trevor Ariza, I'd pick the Rockets. Rockets have Trevor Ariza.
So. Clippers just talk too much, man, for me. They complain all the time and talk too much. Houston's just annoying because I don't like Harden or Dwight Howard, but
yeah,
they don't, at least they're not running their, well, they are running their mouth, but not in the same way.
Not like Chris Paul, where it's, how many players have you heard saying, like,
Harden complains about, like Chris Paul does a lot about contact. And,
but I don't think Harden, like, tries to just piss players off like Chris Paul does.
True.
He does just run into the lane and throw his hands up.
And gets free throws.
He does. It's very annoying. If it's ever, really annoying.
One of my favorite things to listen to is Ryan Russillo talk about James Harden.
Yeah.
So he goes into that place. He's just like, I don't understand how nobody else sees this in the league. Like,
Russillo's so great.
Dude is averaging, he's the second highest free throw attempts so far in the season. Like, it's Boogie, I think, and then him, or some center in him.
Yeah. I think he's number one, actually.
Surprise team so far this year, both positive and negative.
Man, we are firing through these.
Which, I was going to ask this, which fan base struggles to like their team more, Houston or the Clippers?
Struggles to like
Houston.
Clippers fans are...
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
It's L.A. Like, they just are all
That's
over
That's why I
it.
Feel like it's the Rockets that are the most annoying.
Because even their fans are like, oh,
like,
I don't know, man. I
had a friend call me and he left me a voicemail and he was like, tell me this. Do the Rockets fans like their team? Do they like their team?
And they added Jason Terry.
Yeah, and he's playing.
Who's like playing well. Yeah.
I can't believe he's playing for them.
Clippers, by the way, just letting you know, they're 25th in opponents' points per game. And 23rd in defensive rating.
They're not awesome right now.
They are not giving much effort.
The Warriors annihilated them the other night. And that
the
was,
Warriors are so good.
Yeah, the Warriors Rockets play tomorrow night.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, James Harden leads the league in free throw attempts.
Yeah.
By a large margin. He has 70. The next highest is his teammate Dwight Howard with 57.
Mm.
Boogie has 49.
Jeez.
70.
Seven.
That's a lot. In six games. They have played six games. No one else has played.
70 in six games is a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's Durant style, though.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
All right. Surprise team so far. I think the Rockets have been surprising to me because I think on paper they actually should have been worse, and I feel like they're the same or a little bit better.
Yeah, they've been really good. I like the Rockets.
Yes. Mine is the Kings.
Yeah.
Because Rudy Gay, so let me just run through this. Rudy Gay, 24 points per game so far, shooting 52% and shooting 58% from three right now.
Rudy.
And then DeMarcus Cousins is just dominating bigs.
Rudy.
Boogie.
Boogie's just killing him. And Rudy Gay, 27.2 PER, Boogie, 29.9 PER right now. Now, it's been five games for them. I understand that. But they're a surprising team. No one expected them to be 4-1 at the start of this season.
True. Warriors aren't surprising me in the
boogie
sense
on
of,
down.
Boogie on down. He's boogie.
I knew the Warriors would be good, but certain things about the Warriors are impressive to me. Like, Leandro Barroso. Like, that was a really great get for them.
Yeah.
He's playing pretty well so far. And, you know, Andrew Bogut hasn't hurt himself for the season yet. Like, there's surprising things about the Warriors.
And then they're going to, I think the thing is they're going to start bringing David Lee off the bench permanently. I think they want to do that.
Yeah.
Which I think is a really good idea. Because they're
just trying to stay home.
They're just unrelenting. Like there, that first and second unit, it just doesn't stop.
Has anybody been surprisingly bad to you?
I did want to bring up one more thing about the Kings.
Yes,
Darren Collison.
Mm-hmm.
He's been really good.
He's not been shooting well, but he's been okay.
He's having fun.
15 points, 7 assists, 4 boards, 2 steals.
Yeah,
he's been really good. He hasn't been shooting the 3-ball well, but he's shooting, you know, 48% from the field.
Oh, was it 48%? Oh, that's better than I thought it was. Yeah, he's been okay.
On twos, but on threes, he's not shooting well.
Yeah.
But they've been, he's been one of the reasons that they've been good.
He has been.
And everyone made fun of them for that move.
I think they made fun of him in that move in light of not signing Isaiah Thomas, maybe.
I know, but maybe
it's a better fit thing.
Yeah, maybe it's a move to help the team.
Sure.
Because, like, I feel like Isaiah Thomas, Rudy Gay, DeMarcus Cousins, they were never on a team together.
Yeah, that's true.
I see that.
That's true.
It's a great word, man. Hey.
What, team?
Great job, Andrew.
Thanks.
They were never on a team together. The cool thing about that is they were.
They just wore the same jersey.
They did.
They
were never a team. Who else? Anybody else surprise you at how bad they are?
The Denver Nuggets really surprised me.
I think that's the number one for me, too.
I thought they were going to be a decent team. But Brian Shaw is running really weird lineups, and they're not shooting well. They have a bunch of mediocre players that could either be, you know, elevate their game to make this team better, but they're all just underperforming, every single one of them. Aaron Aflalo hasn't had a good season so far. Wilson Chandler hasn't played well. Gallinari's on a minutes restriction, has been terrible. JaVale
is not. Is he their third center sometimes?
He's their second.
They've been playing Jusuf
Nurkic?
Yep.
Jusuf Nurkic?
I like Jusuf.
Jusuf Nurkic.
Yeah, the Nuggets have been surprisingly terrible.
The Thunder?
Yeah, Thunder. Nobody thought they'd be 1-4.
the Utah Jazz have been surprising.
Yeah, they have been surprising.
They've been really fun.
Yeah.
Gordon
What's up
Hayward
with that?
Has been great.
They're still 2-3.
Gordon Hayward's been so good. What's up with all these guys that got paid are playing really well?
That's not how it's supposed to be.
Trevor Ariza, Gordon Hayward, Klay Thompson.
So they lost to the Rockets. They lost to the Suns. No, excuse me. So they lost to the Rockets and the Mavericks. It's not bad losses.
You're talking about Jazz?
Yeah, they've lost to the Rockets, the Mavericks, and the Clippers so far.
Yeah.
And beat the Cavs and the Suns. They beat the crap out of the Suns. 118-91.
Yeah, they killed the Suns.
I didn't know this team could score 118.
Dude, it's a really hard schedule.
Yeah.
For the Jazz.
It is.
They should have lost all these games.
Derek Favors is playing really well.
Favors has been really good.
He's been really, really good.
Finally.
Cantor's been pretty good, too. I mean, it's just like all their young players are just playing well.
Burke?
I don't know.
Trey Burke has not been good.
No.
Alec Burks
got paid?
Yeah, dude, that's a weird.
Whatever.
It's cool.
Hayward. All right, let's do our top 5 power rankings.
And now, top 5 power rankings.
Taylor, go.
Memphis, Golden State, Houston, Washington, Chicago.
Hold on. Let's rank these. Number 1, Memphis?
No, number 1, Golden State.
Okay.
No, that's
you
a bias number
them,
one.
You were just
no, I was just going
you're just
through.
Saying names.
Number 1, Golden State. Number 2, Houston. Number 3, Chicago. Number 4, Memphis. Number 5, Washington. Yeah.
Here's the deal. So we understand that we do this every week, and so it's always going to be premature, right? Until it gets to where it's not anymore. Like yeah. There's everybody's the most people have played is what 5 games, 6 games, maybe
until we mature.
Until we mature.
Honestly, the top 5 power ranking goes away eventually because, like, we know who
everybody
the,
knows.
Who the teams
yeah,
are.
Yeah. Exactly. So. Okay, it's the same 5 every week.
I have Warriors number 1. They've been really, really good.
They all 3 consensus Warriors number 1, by the way.
They rank first in defensive efficiency, tied with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy.
That's crazy. Stupid.
They've been probably the most underrated defensive team the last 3 years.
Well, that's what I even heard it. Somebody was talking on one of the, I can't remember what I was listening to actually, but they talked about this team will be like those Suns teams that will score a lot of points, and you know, it's like no, they're playing defense.
You're wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
This team is nothing like those Suns teams.
No, And their offense this year is catching up. It's actually
their ninth performing. In offensive rating. They're first in true shooting percentage and first in pace in it's the dumb. League. So if they're first in pace, we know that they're doing what they should be doing.
Running, passing.
And just, you know, shooting threes.
Yeah.
Because they have two of the best three-point shooters in the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Curry is so good.
It's stupid.
I can't get over that second unit. That's what does it for me. It's Andre Iguodala, Livingston, Leandro Barbosa, David Lee, and then Festus Ezeli, who's like a pretty good defender. I actually kind of like Festus Ezeli.
I love Festus.
And then, but like that could be a starting five in the league, you know?
I trade Westbrook for Festus.
Right now.
Every day.
Yep.
Every day. No doubt in my mind, in a peanut butter and jelly.
Get me Festus, Presti.
Good Lord.
But that team's stupid good.
They're very good.
They are really
good. They, and you,
it's really sustainable for this team.
We shouldn't make any judgments after this many games, but they're a title contender.
100%. They play defense, man. It changes everything. They play good teams. It's not like they're just rolling through crap.
They have to have Bogut, though.
Yes.
They have to.
Yes.
Yep.
If they don't have Bogut, they're not a title contender. Which is worrisome for this team.
It's always worrisome.
Did you guys see the poop pass yesterday?
You have to have Bogut.
I did a. You didn't see the poop pass video? I retweeted it. It's on my Instagram. You can check it out. It's all really right. Impressive.
Rockets number two. I think the Rockets are great. I think Grizzlies number three. Grizzlies number one.
I put
on
those
defense.
Two and three probably. Yeah. And that's interchangeable in my mind. I think that Memphis could be two as well.
Marc Gasol has been
awesome, so good,
and they're going. They're actually,
he's gonna look so good in New York next year.
They're running the offense through him, and he's getting a lot of touches. Mm-hmm. He's been really good. I have Bulls at four, and I have the Raptors at five.
Yeah,
I like the way that the Raptors have been playing. They're third in offensive efficiency.
You take the Raptors over the Mavericks or the Trailblazers or the
the Mavericks defensively have been one of the worst teams in the league so far. And I don't know if it can get better.
Yeah, they're just depending on Tyson Chandler fully.
Which is, that was a thing several years ago.
Yeah.
Is it today?
Hmm. We will see, won't we?
Yep. We will.
Well, there's no need for me to say anything since I pretty much am right there with you. So notable teams not in the top five. Spurs.
Oklahoma City. They're 2-2.
Oklahoma. I mean, obviously, they're not going to be in it. But, you know, you think of, like, at the beginning of the season, Spurs, Oklahoma City.
Cleveland. Clippers.
The Clippers.
So, the Clippers
suck.
The Kings are 4-1.
Yeah.
So dumb.
And they beat the Clippers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heck yeah, they did.
Like, the Clippers aren't hurt right now. Can everyone, like, no one on the, this is their full team right now.
Here's what I think.
They have played the Nuggets in back-to-back games, so that's helpful.
Matt Barnes is Tabo Cephalosha for them, but a worse defender.
Yes.
Yeah.
Matt Barnes is an issue.
He is an issue.
You don't have to guard him.
Yeah.
And he is just, he's tough. Like, he's a tough guy, but he's not that great of a defender. I think they screwed up trading Jared Dudley. I think they screwed that up.
What's funny is I think they actually screwed up signing him and then screwed up trading him.
Yeah.
Like trading for him and trading him again.
I don't understand the reason for that. And then waiving both the guys that they got from the Bucks. Like, I just don't understand what they're doing.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And then the Haas signing, not spectacular. Everyone talking about
Haas,
we talk
I think
about
Haas will
that.
Eventually help. I do. But defensively,
I do, but do you understand?
No,
like,
but
I
not,
feel like that was the tipping point for teams, like for people that were picking him. Like,
yeah.
This is Clippers years, they signed Spencer Haas. Like, who the hell is Spencer Haas? Like, you guys realize, oh yeah, he was killer for the 76ers, you know, for 2 weeks. You know?
I think that he will help them in certain situations, but they really needed to address their perimeter defense.
What
they needed to address.
And they didn't at all.
They don't have anybody.
That's the thing that's a good reminder is the fact that when the Thunder are healthy, nobody can guard them.
No.
There's nobody in the league that can guard them.
And they can guard everybody.
Yeah. That's a good reminder. They may be too far out of it by then to do anything with that, but I'm just kidding. I don't think that's true.
Yeah. Okafor.
What's Okafor?
A Mecca. Any other? So one of these days we maybe do a bottom five, but right now I don't do that because the Thunder may be in it. So let's move on to miffed and peeved. Guys, what has you miffed or peeved?
I'm miffed and peeved at myself, and we talked about this earlier, but for just being for being so caught up in the Thunder right now.
Yeah.
Just visibly upset after the Brooklyn game.
So I was way more frustrated after Toronto.
Raptors,
I was.
Like, because we had a chance.
Had a chance, and then PJ got injured, and Robertson was out again, and
yeah.
It just was like, oh, God, this team. But now I feel better, actually. They may get drubbed, beat like a drum tonight.
It just
but I'll
takes
still feel
time,
better.
Jay. You just got to give it time, you know? And then you'll be sad tonight. You're over being sad from the other night, and then you'll just be sad tonight.
Yes and no, but like it just felt like there was so much freaking misfortune for the Thunder. Like, so much.
Yeah.
Give us a break now, you know? Finally. Hey, okay, we suffered. It's like, I feel like, never mind. I was about to make a terrible reference. But not like the one I made in text messages.
Dude, go ahead. Just say it, man.
You know what I'm miffed and peeved about?
What?
And I would love to have this conversation with you. My least favorite play in the NBA, LeBron got away with against the Jazz and got 3 free throws. Derek Favors came out to play him about 8 feet past. And Derek Favors should not have jumped at all.
Yeah,
I get that. But he jumps and lands. LeBron then jumps
into
5 feet out into him and shoots the ball and gets 3 free throws for the game.
Yeah.
I think that should be a foul, but a side-out foul from now on. It drives me insane.
Yeah.
And Dwayne Wade has made a career doing it. Pump fake, up in the air, jump sideways into him to shoot the ball.
Well, and I thought that they weren't calling that anymore is what's confusing. Like, I thought the whole, like, even 2 years ago, they were like, we're going to make a concerted effort to not call that if you jump into your defender.
Man, it's bad. Because they 100% create the contact.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Durant does it a lot, too.
Yeah, he does.
But I thought they weren't calling it anymore, right?
That's the rip. I think you're talking about the rip move.
No, I'm talking about this one. I know.
But they still call the rip move, but it's a side out. Like, I think
yeah,
they right. still call it
a
foul, but just put it on the... It's.
I don't remember them not calling the... Ever no. calling this a side out.
No, not calling it a side out, but not calling it.
They call it a lot.
I know, but I thought they were talking about not doing that anymore.
I don't remember. I don't. Maybe they did. I'm not saying they didn't. I just don't remember it.
Just don't remember it. I could be wrong. Maybe I dreamed about it.
Andrew, what has you miffed or peeved?
I have no feelings.
That makes you miffed.
Wow. No, he
neither,
can't be miffed,
neither miffed
or
nor peeved.
I don't know what that is.
I don't have feelings anymore.
I have trouble identifying what that is.
Dang, man.
Sorry, Andrew.
It's too early in the NBA season.
Do you realize what's going to happen to you whenever we get that tweet from Darnell Mayberry that says, Kevin Durant practiced in full today and will be on the court tonight?
Jay in my pants.
I'm just saying, he took the boot off, so which means he can do some physical rehab. You
Is
know?
His boot off all the time?
I don't know. Probably.
That'd be cool.
I'm just letting you know
starting to have feelings again.
If his boot wasn't off all the time, it would definitely not have been off at practice.
Durant, come back. Andrew's marriage depends on it.
When it would be on, would be at practice and off at home or, you know, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Are we 2 weeks out from? How many? 3 weeks
It's
in?
Only the first week of November. It's the 7th of November.
So it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Not even.
So probably another, I mean, he's got another
it's
4.
It's been 2 weeks for Durant.
Now, here's the thing that we don't realize.
Almost 3 weeks for Durant.
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks, I think.
Is it 3 weeks from Thanksgiving right now?
It's 2 weeks from Thanksgiving. 3 weeks from Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so it's been 3 weeks.
Goodness.
what are
we're
numbers?
Confused. We've also forgotten what dates are, and it's been rough for us.
Sorry.
But yeah, I think that he's on track to play that week. The Thanksgiving. That is a completely non-medical, just assuming. Like
totally optimistic.
Out of the boot in 3 weeks, which means he's doing all of that. Because the thing is going to be getting his lungs back, getting to move on it, stand on it.
My uncle's an orthopedic surgeon. I was talking to him the other day about...
Dr. Janssen.
The Jones fracture. And he said that the guys in the city were asked like if they would do the procedure. And they all were just like, no. Like we don't want
oh,
to do
that's
it.
Why it took so long because
like
no one
hand,
wanted
like
to do
hand,
it.
Like he said that they were just like, "I'm not touching his foot. I'm not doing it." So they sent him out of state.
Is that guy really good that did it though?
Yes, everyone was, all these orthopedic surgeons were like happy that he went to this guy. He apparently has like the best like success rate on Jones fracture surgeries, which is 70%.
Oh, I wish you didn't tell me that.
70% recovery rate.
I was looking for like 100%, 110%.
No, he said 70% is good.
Oh, man.
Like that's good for general surgeries. He's saying anything about Russ's hand?
No, he said Russ's hand will be fine, but he said that Jones fractures, he said that a 70% success rate with no issues going forward is the best.
Okay.
You're the worst, Andrew.
I'm just telling you what I've heard.
And you just told a lot of people this, too.
Yeah, I had a Jones fracture and I'm fine.
Yeah.
And I'm a big, burly, out of shape.
You didn't have surgery, though.
32-year-old. No, I didn't have surgery. But why would they do surgery if it was going to be more risky?
Can you even move your foot, though?
I don't know. That's just what my uncle told me.
I can't run anymore. Or walk.
But I'm fine.
But I'm fine. I feel great.
Because you guys can't see Jay right now. He's in a wheelchair.
Not funny, guys. All right. Now it's time for our Say What Stat of the Week.
Say what?
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 Stat of the Week. What do you got, Andrew?
So the Spurs last night played the Rockets.
I love the Spurs.
For the first time in the Popovich era, they missed every single three-point shot in the first half of the game. They missed 12 three-point shots for the first time in the Popovich era.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Ever.
Ever. Ever, ever.
What is that, 15 years? 16 years?
I don't know. Numbers.
Close to it.
A long time. But it's... I said, what? Really?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Taylor, what's yours?
Mine is right now Kobe Bryant has 138 points, and before last night's Rockets game, Harden had 136 points, but on 40 less field goal attempts. Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Kobe's going for the most missed shots in NBA history, right?
Cheese and rice.
Like he actually is. Like, that's happening.
like he announced it.
It's not a goal.
I think by like mid-November, if he keeps shooting the same amount, he will have the most missed shots in the history of the NBA.
Oh my gosh.
Lord, they're so bad.
That's the most Kobe stat ever.
It is, absolutely. So I had one about Boogie I was going to go with, but I really like this one as well, so I maybe do both. Rajon Rondo had a triple-double on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Most regular season triple-doubles since the start of 2010-2011 season. Can you tell me the top three?
Lance Thomas.
No.
No, sorry. Lance Stevenson.
No. Joakim Noah has 7, which is awesome.
Russ.
LeBron has 9.
Jamal Tinsley.
And the number one, Rajon Rondo has 16 triple-doubles.
Wow.
Since the 2010-2011 season. But I also want to give a little shout-out to my good friend. We hang out a lot. Boogie Cousins. We don't hang out at all. I'm just kidding. But that dude is really good right now, playing really well. And one of the things is I just saw his per 100 minute statistics. And if you looked at that, 41 points, basically, 2 blocks, 2 steals, 3 assists, 18 rebounds. Like, that's what it would be. No,
is it per 100 possessions?
Yeah, per 100 possessions. Right. What did I say, percent?
Minutes, per 100 minutes.
Per 100 possessions, sorry.
Yeah.
He's just playing really well. He had, what was that game against the... I remember against the Nuggets where he had 31 points in the first half or whatever on like 20 shots or something like that. I just messed up all of those stats. But he played really well in that game.
It's okay. I just looked up his per 100 hours stats, and he's averaging 648 points.
Per 100 hours?
Yeah, 1,000 rebounds.
Let me tell you a much funnier per 100 possessions.
Okay.
Ryan Hollins.
Oh, yeah.
The Kings. Per 100 possessions, he is averaging 24.7 rebounds, 12 turnovers, 74.2 points.
Oh my goodness.
And 24.7 personal fouls.
Per 100. That's like not that far away from a full game either.
Per 100 possessions.
There's someone on the Kings right now that has like a 52.9 PER. I think it's the Kings, or it's someone. It's maybe on the Warriors. They're a bench player. It's someone who's played, 5 minutes. But
Carl Landry is averaging 27 points and 10 rebounds.
Per 100?
Per 100 possessions. Yeah. Per 100 possessions makes things funny.
Here's another thing for individual player defensive top five rating. So these are the top five players counting down from five to one, okay?
Wait, what is it?
Individual player, their defensive rating.
Okay,
the top five from five.
I just didn't hear that.
Marcus Gasol.
Okay.
Tony Allen. Andrew Bogut. This all makes sense, right? Yep. Number two, Steph Curry. And number one, Z-Bo. Yeah. Those are the
three players on the Grizzlies.
That's amazing.
Three players on the Grizzlies. Steph is number two right now.
That's insane. Yeah. He doesn't do anything on the defense, though.
Well, like no. And
he's
that's
pesky, man.
And that's the point. Like, Z-Bo is not the best defender of Gasol and Tony Allen, but he's number one in defensive rating.
Yeah.
But
so that's weird. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Andrew, you got anything else for us, man?
The Thunder per 100 possessions is perfectly reasonable. I'll say that. All those per 100 possessions.
Okay.
Stats. So what you're telling me? Perry Jones, 24 points a game.
Mm-hmm. What you're telling me that those 100 possession stats are garbage?
Sebastian Telfair, 15 points a game. Russ per 100 possessions, pretty cool. 50 points.
Whoa.
Only 6 turnovers, 5 steals, 13 assists, 4 rebounds.
What if he did that? What would we think of him?
If he was healthy right now, guys.
Good things about him.
Hey, they'd be 3-1 or 3-2 right now. Maybe better.
Probably.
They beat Portland. No, they lost Portland with him. Sorry. They beat the Clippers.
Yeah.
They beat Toronto.
Yeah.
They beat the Nuggets, obviously. They're going to at least better against the Nets.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the thing that hurt us was that zone defense. They were just nailing all their open shots.
They actually shot well.
And then you don't play a zone with Russ, probably.
They'll do
so.
That against Memphis.
And they'll
Fine. Yeah.
It will be good.
We just won't be able to score, though. Someone asked a question. When was the last time a number 8 seed made it to the finals?
Oh, yeah.
It was the 99 Knicks, and they lost in the finals to the Spurs.
And then I think the lowest seed from there was the 4 seed, which was the Celtics back when they played in 2010.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Lakers. Was the lowest seed to what?
To get to the finals.
Since then?
Since the 8th seed.
What I need from you guys is to tell me what seed the Thunder get.
They'll be the 6th through 8th seed.
Yeah, I'm going to say 8th seed.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't want to. If I just give myself 8 seed, then I have something to look forward to and to push for that I don't feel like is just being optimistic.
Yeah.
I just can't be optimistic right now. I feel like I'm being optimistic by wanting the 8 seed.
I just hope that they're healthy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Down Dunk Podcast. You can follow us at DTD Podcasts. Look for our stuff at welcometoloudcity.com, downtodunk.com. Leave us an iTunes review.
Oh, we have two.
We have two to read. First iTunes review is from JHUD06. Great podcast. Love the show because it's Thunder-centric while looking at the rest of the league. Plus, it reminds me of the Basketball Jones before they went to NBA TV. Maybe just curse a little more and throw in some drops for the full effect. Finally, the stock game will revolutionize all fantasy games forever. And J-Hud, Josh Huddleston, I think is his name?
Hud Nutson.
He's playing the stocks game. If you want to play the stocks game, send us an email, dcdpodcast@gmail.com. It'll be fun. And thanks for the review. That was really nice. Next one from Rachel1208 is a girl. Right?
What?
Thank you, Rachel. Deep theoretical understanding of the NBA and Thunder. You guys are obviously take the NBA very seriously and have reached an understanding of the game and Thunder that is truly legendary. I appreciate your insight into the Thunder and look forward to hearing your opinions on the various ongoings of our favorite NBA franchise. Question, would you like to see more of the all-forward center lineup with the current injuries, like what was exhibited during the home opener?
Yes. Sure.
Would you really?
No.
Well, I think that they obviously played really well, but they were playing against a Nuggets team who was confused about their identity. So I don't think that's not a sustainable lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also, from a coaching perspective, does this first month not seem like a chance for Scott Brooks to earn a Hardy extension? I mean, if they come out of this and they're near 500, it really bodes well for Scott Brooks.
Totally.
If they're anywhere close to 500, even within three games of 500.
Totally.
You know, before, you know, when Durant and Russell Westbrook come back. And then if they can get home court advantage in the first round, which, I mean, that is like as optimistic as you can possibly get.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he does have a shot to get an extension.
And here's the thing, too. He doesn't have a lot of room for bad talk. Because everyone's been so injured, he has a lot of excuses. So, like, no one's going to think he's doing badly.
And he's,
you know,
great.
He can only do well. And he has done really well.
Yeah.
So, that's really good. I just want to say one thing. Guys, thank you so much for those nice reviews. I feel like if we have 5-star reviews, though, take advantage. And say we can say weird things, too. We don't have to just compliment ourselves.
I just like the nice things.
I like the nice things. I definitely like the nice things. But I feel like we're just talking about the good things about ourselves. Just saying, say nice things as well as saying weird things.
You can't have the opposite. Bye.
Bye.